This week on This for the Birds, listen to Kendrick Lamar humble, Don Rickles dies, Charlie Murphy dies, talk Ric Flair getting kicked out of a bar, and Eric phones it in. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
Kendrick Lamar, humble.
I heard this song before.
Is this the song about stretch marks?
This is like 2.5 weeks old, man.
Yeah, well, shut the fuck up, Eric.
I don't think this is about stretch marks.
Why would it be about stretch marks?
I thought he did a song about stretch. I'm not kidding. I don't hate this.
I like this. Yeah. Thank you, Kendrick. Thanks for being an MC, Kendrick. I appreciate this.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, well, it's the beat. It's the beat, and then he's that little voice that he's using. And my left stroke
just
went
viral. Right stroke, pull a baby. Just basically saying how much money he's making. You know,
Is that what it is?
That's a theme that you don't hear often in rap.
Right. Yeah. Guys, welcome to an action-packed episode of This for the Birds. Russ, Pat, and Eric. Ka-ka! We're alone in the studio, man. It's like the fucking teacher left the classroom. He's fucking taking over, dude.
Yeah, you know, you never seen like hair bands or anything like in the fucking 80s and like late 80s, like talking about their money and shit like that. You've never seen that.
It was
you
all
never
love songs.
I mean, you would see them like in a fucking Lamborghini or like a nice Harley or something like that.
Right.
Or you'd see them getting on a plane, but they never really talked about it. Like, they never
it was
like,
just
told
sort
you.
Of assumed that they had money.
My plane is bigger than your boyfriend's dick. Come on.
Right, exactly.
Dude, I follow DJ Woo Kid on fucking Instagram, and I see Flocka Waka or whatever his name is.
Waka Flocka.
That motherfucker's riding on private planes, dude.
Good for him.
It's like, how the fuck? How do people ride on private? Well, you got to ride on private plane, otherwise you're gonna get drug off. You know, that's fucking crazy.
I know, man.
Right? They drug that fucking Asian dude off,
and that is everywhere. No, everybody's talking.
Well,
about
they've
it.
Already lost like over $1 billion
in stock value. Yeah.
It's gonna come back. I mean, it's such a large thing.
I don't know, man. I'll people see, are man. Pissed.
Yeah, but people are pissed for like temporarily, and then a week
then
later
they forget.
You know, or they got to do a trip to fucking Hong Kong, and they go, okay, well, there you go.
Right? So we did what we could.
Yeah,
you would think so, but it came out that. The flight was not overbooked. Basically, they kicked that dude and other people off to make room for their crew.
Yeah.
But not because they were late or they need it's so to shorten their layover.
Right.
That's total bullshit.
Like I heard it was like 4 hours away. They could have like put him in a car or something like that, and they could have just drove to the fucking airport or something.
Yeah. So people suck though. You know, this guy ain't no total fucking. People suck, dude.
It came out that he was like
traded
fucking
allegedly
drugs for sex.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, then I was trading drugs for sex, man. I mean, that's
no, but he was a doctor writing prescriptions.
Nothing wrong with that either.
That's what I did in high school.
I don't see there's anything wrong with that, dude.
That's what
there's something very wrong with that.
No, I got you know
what most guys do with coke.
I'm changing my views, dude. I do Uber, and I had a gangbanger in my car last night that just got out. And,
how'd you know he was a gangbanger?
He told me, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, man. I mean, he didn't tell me he's a gangbanger, but he's talking about gangbanger shit, dude. He said he just got out of jail and shit like that. And he said he went to jail for fucking Xanax, illegal Xanax. He said for each Xanax, it's a felony, and he had 30 illegal Xanax on him, so he got 30 felonies on him.
Oh my god!
But he was addicted, dude. He wasn't like he was like you know he was addicted to him. He goes. He goes, dude, I was taking the most I took in one day was 15 Xanax.
Holy shit.
He took 15 Xanax.
That's
he goes,
not even that much.
That will kill you. My mom went to rehab for Xanax, dude. I told my mom that, and she goes, that would have killed him. I go, no, he said he took, like, in the whole day, he took that. But he even told me, he goes, after five of them, it's just worthless you've already peaked out and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, what a loser.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Did you tell him about the podcast?
I know, but
everyone should just have your podcast on in the car all times. Yeah,
no, because sometimes we talk about inappropriate things. You got to watch it, dude. Like sometimes, like you, dude, because you're picking up people that have no personality. Yeah, turn your fucking phone off, Russ. You.
How about that
moron.
Uber driver in the New York though, where she said that she was gonna like hit herself and like say that? That the she was gonna call the cops.
Wow.
And
say,
like,
he was recording the whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
She's just like, I'm gonna tell him you did this. I'm gonna tell him you did that.
You need
just
to
like,
do that, bro.
I know. I definitely need to. I know.
You have a GoPro, just hook it up,
right?
I know. Yeah, I do have a GoPro, but it's so messed up that somebody would be like that, and it's going to come out when you least expect it. And for people to even do that, like who is that human that she's, you know? And then she's like, take me to my boyfriend's house, and then eventually he's like, okay, I'll take you to my boyfriend's house. And then as soon as he says that, like, I'll take your ignorant ass, she goes, wait till you get to where my boyfriend's at. He's going to basically fuck you up. And he's like, well, I'm not going now. Why would I drive you to somewhere where you're going
to
text him?
Drive yourself to an ass whooping.
That's so stupid, dude. God. So stupid, man.
We need to discuss the weight loss prize for who gets to the 75 mark first.
Oh, yeah?
Because I am going to win this, so I want to know what it's going to be.
Russ is skyrocketing towards the finish line.
I don't know yet. I really don't know, because honestly, I'm just doing it for bragging rights, Russ, because I just don't think you can make it to 75, to be honest with you. I like how he sends me a picture. He sends a picture of 392, and he's like, he's happy about it.
Well, what are you talking about?
Wow, you're 8 pounds shy of 400 pounds.
Eric, like 40 days ago, I was 430-something pounds.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you say. You were 427.
All right, so 428. No, it was 428.
Yeah, 428.
So let's say that then.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
I don't believe your scale, to be honest with you. I don't believe it.
I don't believe you're fucking. You should see. He sent me a picture.
I saw the picture.
Of his dirty toes.
You didn't even see my toes.
Onto his dirtier fucking scale.
Oh.
It's not even a digital. It has the fucking thing. That's very accurate. Those fucking things, Eric.
Dude, it is. It's a fucking scale. They've been using that like that way since the Roman times. Yeah, it's a fucking not digital.
They weigh in fucking UFC fighters on that thing.
Yeah.
It's a fucking sunbeam. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, it's a sunbeam. Regular old scale.
Bullshit ass, dirty ass.
No, let's bring your scale over here where the floor's uneven and it doesn't fucking weigh it correctly.
Okay.
My scale that's manual is a fucking piece of shit.
That's why I took it at home.
Russ, it doesn't matter. You're still 8 pounds shy of 400 pounds.
Listen, I'm going down, asshole. That's the main thing.
I'm mainly doing it to motivate you. Like, I'm at like 297 or 197. You're at like fucking, you know.
You're like a person that says, oh, we killed a bunch of people, like innocent civilians, when we bombed like Syria and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, but we bombed them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I'm not even following you on that. I don't even care.
It was a joke.
Listen, dude, I first of all, I'm on all liquids starting today. You seen what I sent you?
You don't eat any food.
I'm going to eat one solid thing as dinner. That's it. But in the morning, lunch, it's all going to be like fucking juicing. And then it's going to be fruit juice, green juice, fruit juice, green juice. And then that's all it is. And then at night, I'm going to eat like a sensible fucking. Yeah. Russ, you're the one who went
sensible cock.
He always puts his gay shit on me, but you're the one who went to theater school, dude.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Why does Saigon never sleep at night?
Oh my God. That was
Why
horrible.
Does this girl smell of orange trees? How can I feel good when nothing's right?
Oh my God.
Why is she cool when there is no breeze? Vietnam.
It's fucking Andrew Lloyd.
Look, I mean you no offense.
Okay.
But why does nothing here make sense? Yeah.
Fucking Andrew Lloyd Webber grill over here. Nobody gives a shit about your fucking stupid singing. Smartfucker, man. That ain't even good to me.
That was the funniest fucking thing I ever heard in my life.
Yeah?
And I heard you coming up with it, too.
Right? I did, too.
In the middle of the song, he's like, hey, Andrew Lloyd. All right. He's like, I'll wait. I'll wait.
That does not impress me, dude. That does not impress me.
How does that not sound good to you?
Dude, you know what, dude? What impresses me is like a little bit of Motley Crue, like Helter Skelter or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
He is a terrible singer. Vince Neil is a terrible singer.
How dare you fucking say that about Vince Neil?
Much better singer than
Vince Neil. No, you're not. No. No, has Russ ever sang in front of fucking 30,000 people in an arena?
I will.
That doesn't make Vince Neil a good singer. Makes him a popular singer.
Dude, Vince Neil's an excellent singer, dude.
He's a terrible singer.
You don't know what you're talking about, man.
Gas.
Yeah, dude.
He is awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking great.
Ugh.
Yeah, what's new with you, Russ?
Speaking of the singing, you know, we've been talking on it, and like last week, Brian and mainly Brian.
Yeah, let's get Brian.
I never heard this from Eric or anything. But he told me I should sing more, and I act. So kind of took a little something from the podcast about the different genres and wrote something to that, and it's really, really coming into its own.
How many minutes do you think you grew?
Dude, I'm telling you, with like the new, like a couple of shit that I'm putting in the act and stuff, like, because I was so fucking sick of my stupid act.
Sure, sure.
I hated it. I haven't like written a fucking new joke in a really long time.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, it's probably like 5 new minutes. Like,
yeah, right.
It's like fucking.
And a good thing about singing and stuff like that, you could always just mix it up and put new songs in there and you're constantly moving.
And then like, so like the different genres, like, because the setup is. When I was in college,
you're gonna tell people what it is. Yeah,
who gives a fuck? They'll see it.
Well, what if they see you, then they go, "Oh yeah, we kind of heard this already."
No, they need to see it. I used to like see girls and like know exactly what song they needed to hear.
Yeah.
Before I would sing to them. So like young girl, like dude, do the fucking Backstreet Boys song, right?
Uh-huh.
White trash girl, do fucking Here I Go Again on My Own. Fat theater girl, boom, you do No Show Business Like Show Business, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, fat theater girl.
Yeah. And I go gay guy, go Cubs go.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's good, right?
Yeah,
and then I go, and if it was a big fat black broad, and then I do that. It brings down the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah.
You feeling good about yourself?
I'm feeling really good about myself. I'm getting skinny. I'm getting in the right mind. I'm getting more creative. This is the first time I was like excited to like do stand up. Like I went last night at the Laugh Factory, and I was like, oh god, I'm getting the juices going. I'm feeling good about doing this like new shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna be at the Laugh Factory tonight, 8 p.m. If anyone wants to get some comps.
Yeah. Nice. Some comps, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, that's normally what happens when you know somebody at a comedy show. They let you in.
Speaking of which, Eric, did you not play at the improv?
I did.
Oh, how Thursday was it, night dude?
With how did that go?
It went so well that the next day I was looking up post office jobs. You know what I'm saying? That's how well it went. But I was like, what's this postman thing about?
Oh. Did it go good?
It went okay, dude. You know, it was one of those. I was a bit timing rusty. My set list order was probably. You know, I should have been rearranged a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a Thursday night fucking crowd that was like eating chicken fingers looking at you.
How many people were there?
Probably like 120 and stuff.
Oh, really?
That's place. Good crowd. Yeah. But I was just hosting. Still, a lot of people were still coming in.
Who's
you know,
featured?
Some dude named Bob J. Bob J. Oh, they were trying him out. And then Jim Flanagan did like 5 minutes and did really well and stuff like that. Then they brought
Jim Flanagan's
Kevin.
A killer.
Yeah, he's doing really well, man.
Bozeman's
really
a killer,
funny.
Too. Bozeman, I saw him last night here.
Yeah,
nice.
He did really well also right out of the gates, man. But it went all right, man. I mean, not really. I mean, it could have gone better, but I got through it. And I mean, some works. I mean, everything works.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's, you know. some works, some doesn't work as well and stuff like that. But it wasn't nothing where I was like, yeah, I mean, trust me.
You didn't bomb?
No, I didn't bomb. It's not technically, no, it didn't feel like a bomb.
But
I've had bombs.
Hosting sucks, too.
It sucks, dude. It sucks coming out there and just being like, turn on the lights.
Yeah, I fucking hate those.
And then you go out to people that are looking at you like, you know.
Right.
And yeah, man, comedy's fucking hard, man. It's never been easy for me. So it doesn't surprise me, man. Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me. I'm going to be one of those guys that's going to be like a fucking host until I'm like 80 years old and then I just die. You know what I'm saying? Like it's never been easy to me.
And then at the funeral, you'll be like the first funeral. You'll be like the opening funeral to like another funeral.
Right,
right.
You wouldn't even get to
a more famous funeral.
You wouldn't even get to headline your own funeral.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. So it's never been easy for me, dude. And it probably won't ever. I don't even know if comedy's like in my cards because, dude, the problem is. Like you gotta be doing sets every night, and most importantly, you gotta do sets outside of open mics
mm-hmm.
because like there's a whole timing thing. It's there's a lot that goes into it that people don't realize. Like it ain't just open mics, and it's mixed in with like showcases, real clubs. I mean, you gotta get mm-hmm. like it's like playing poker in a bunch of different type of rooms
and
where you need to be in different rooms.
And sometimes it's just as natural as a fish to water for some people, you know. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like for some people, it's just like
well,
Crush City every day. You know?
Russ,
Crush City, population one.
This dude's been doing fat guy jokes forever. I mean,
shut the fuck up, fat guy jokes. How dare you?
That's what you do. you go, let me look at the history of fat guy jokes from the start. And okay, I got it. Got it. Fat guy jokes. You know.
First of all, my fat jokes, when I did it, I do some now, but it's not my whole fucking act.
Uh-huh.
They're just well-crafted fucking good humor jokes.
Oh, good for you, Russ. Yeah. You're the best, Russ. You're the best.
Thanks, man.
Go fuck yourself.
Appreciate that.
Your dad on the phone yesterday told me that. He was like, oh, Russ's new jokes were doing so well. I wanted to tell him to go fuck himself right there. You're like, fuck your son. Fuck you, Gary. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, he listens to the show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was really thinking then. You're like, fuck your son. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about his new jokes.
Fuck you, Eric.
Yeah.
That's some mean shit to say.
What? I'm talking about you. Fuck you. I don't care if your new jokes work. I don't care. I owe the fucking IRS $2,200 fucking dollars. Oh, I need to pay by next week. Them fucking cocksuckers. I got a hemorrhoid that's getting bigger as the day goes on.
Ouch.
You know, my comedy didn't go that well on Thursday.
But you know me, I can't complain.
You know,
Big Lebowski, Tom Herrera.
Yeah, I fucking my back's been hurting because I laid mulch yesterday. I laid mulch all fucking day, like a goddamn.
I don't give a fuck about this. I don't give a fuck about your problems.
Oh, yeah?
We all got fucking problems.
Yeah?
Give a fuck about your mulch.
What fucking problems you got, Russ?
Are you kidding me?
What you got? Oh, my fucking my refrigerator, the serviceman's coming over. I gotta fucking pay $6,000 for a new roof. These fucking cocksuckers.
That's what happens when you own a fucking
house.
That's
right.
Yeah, $6,000 for a new roof. Like, people come over and they're giving you estimates for $6,000. Mm-hmm. I just want to be like, man, get the fuck. I want to let my dog out of the door, my German Shepherd on. Get the fuck in your truck.
That's what happens when you buy a Southside dilapidated fucking shanty.
Ah, please, dude. No, that's what homeowners do, dude.
Southside shanty.
That's
dilapidated.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Russ. I don't live in a condo where there's fucking heroin and Section 8 around the corner from
heroin
me
and
shit like that.
Eight,
yeah.
Not around my place.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, yeah? Walk about a half a mile through that aqueduct over there.
There's an Upton's a block away from us. Okay?
Upton's.
Yeah,
dude, you got homeless.
Vegan food.
You got homeless with fucking tents, like literally 200 yards from your house, dude.
Well, they
living under a bridge. People literally living under a bridge.
Well, listen,
like,
they need to eat healthy, too.
Yeah. Dude, I know who I am, man. I'm
Eric
not a good
sent
guy.
Me a picture of his like smoothie, yeah. And I was like, a strawberry and cum fucking smoothie.
Yeah, no, never tasted cum in my life. No, yeah, it was right, fucking dude. Banana. It was one banana.
I used to
chunks
of smell it a lot.
It was an apple. You'd smell your cum,
like just if it was on my hand, I'd be like, you know, just to see what it smelled like.
Oh my god! Do you know what, dude?
That's weird.
I was because it's very true that I didn't jerk off until I was 21. I was watching a Jim Florentine stand up video the other day, and Jim Florentine claims that he didn't jerk off until he was 21 also. Because you know why? People were getting pussy then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah?
We're getting pussy.
Come on.
Yeah, we weren't whacking off and stuff, thinking like, oh, what I would do to her.
But it's like right there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's right there. Like when you wake up in the morning and you're a fucking 16, 17, 18 year old kid and it is fucking throbbing.
But you know what? Then
you don't fucking take that shit and take care of it before you start your day?
Nah, dude. No, I never even thought about it.
All the time.
I wasn't angry when I was young. I never even thought about jerking off when I was young. It didn't even occur to me.
I was just a mess. I don't even know how I fucking graduated high school.
Yeah.
I would always sit in the back of the class and just staring at, like, if any kind of underwear was sticking out. Yeah, yeah. If any kind of underwear was sticking out above the jean on those chairs.
Dude.
Lesson over.
The other night I was watching, I was on one of the channels watching Weird Science with fucking,
sure.
Oh, God. And they were taking a shower with Kelly LeBrock. Mm. God, Kelly LeBrock was such a hot piece of ass, dude.
When they created the perfect woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
God. They're in there in their underwear and shit like that.
They're remaking that, are they not?
Well, they're of remaking course
they
Weird
of course
Science.
They are. Of course they are.
What
they
a
are.
Bunch of, but Kelly LeBrock was
and it's
so gonna
hot. Be fucking Zac Efron and fucking, you know, The Rock or something.
I feel like they're too old.
Fucking, is that movie Chips out yet? Did it go
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, it already fucking dropped.
Didn't even
bombs.
Hear anything about it.
I think so.
Yeah, I've seen that dude doing his rounds on podcasts and stuff like that. It didn't cost that much money, dude. I think it cost like $27 million.
It was like explosions and shit.
I know, but even nowadays, like they do like explosions for like $27 million, and that's all they got to make it back the first weekend, and then they make the rest on fucking.
Oh wow, I didn't know you were such a fucking Hollywood tycoon. Eric.
No, I heard the dude getting. I heard that dude getting interviewed on one of the podcasts. I think he was on WTF. He was on the Dak guy or whatever his name is.
Dak Shepherd.
Dak yep. Shepherd.
He was on WTF, man. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, that movie's already come and gone.
Yeah, all these movies do. That Jamie Foxx movie where they take his fucking daughter and shit like that, dude.
What was that?
It was basically like
Black Taken?
Yeah, it was like a Black Taken, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to see that?
I guess, dude. I mean, he was like.
I mean, I will watch it if it's in like a hotel room on, you know, HBO or something like that. I'll watch it if I'm, you know, up late.
Dude, they say Jamie Foxx is fucking Katie Holmes, man.
Good for him.
So he's fucking nailing it. Yeah, and he did. Jamie Foxx did that movie with fucking Tom Cruise. I bet they ain't buddies now. Can you imagine doing a movie like with somebody? Like, it'd be, you know,
right.
It'd be like me doing a podcast with you for all these years, then I start fucking your wife. I start fucking your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Your ex wife that you got a kid by. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's... and then I we all die together. in a barrage of gunshots.
What would happen if you came home and you seen some dude railing your fucking old lady and she's enjoying it? Like, she's enjoying it.
I'm like, you know what? Right. I'm going to let you guys finish. I'll be in the living room. I believe we have a lot to talk about.
Pat, what would you do, man? What do you do if some dude's just like just fucking ramrodding your fucking old lady when
I would just leave.
You would just leave?
Yeah.
Would you guys be over with?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Of course.
Wow. Yeah, of these. Course. I don't understand this, though, because you're polyamorous over here, and you got this. So
that
this
wasn't
what
the deal. Wasn't discussed.
Right. Oh, so that's not the deal in the contract.
Read The Ethical Slut.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's a
dude.
Book.
Oh,
read
really?
It.
I ain't going to read it. I don't read even it. Read good books. I'm not even going
to
read
listen
that.
Listen to it on tape. Okay?
You know?
I think I would be more mad at my fucking wife. I think I would start, like, hitting her with this guy.
You would beat her up?
Yeah, while she was getting deep dick.
Oh, no.
I would never hit
I'm just kidding. I would tell them both get the fuck out.
Yeah?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. There ain't no way. There ain't no way that
Oh, shit.
What happened?
This just in, breaking news, Charlie Murphy died.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really?
Brian just sent me
get
a note.
Get the fuck
he just sends
out.
A, yeah, he sends the note. Doesn't send
hold
any
I'm,
kind
I'm
of
looking it up. I'm looking
info
it up.
Or anything like that.
Poor Charlie.
But that was cool. I felt like Walter Cronkite.
Right? Yeah, breaking news.
That sucks. That poor good. Charlie Murphy,
what
man.
What the hell?
Yeah.
No way.
That sucks because he was really funny, dude. That dude was really funny.
I wonder
funny.
What were the
family.
Circumstances.
Who knows?
He had leukemia.
Charlie
what?
Murphy had leukemia.
What the fuck? He had leukemia. 57 years old.
Wow, Jesus see, Christ. It doesn't last that long, dude. I'm 41, dude. I probably got like 16 at the most, in me, dude.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, I always worry about that shit, dude. If something's in me right now, I always think about that.
You got a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, yeah. I always talk about that. I always tell my wife, like, look, I could have died in my sleep last night, and she looks at me like, because I think about that sometimes. Now, like, I'm at getting to a certain age where I, especially
and
you,
says,
Russ.
She says, "Hi, Dios mio, I pray the rosary that you would die in your sleep."
Russ, you're like 392 pounds, and you're fucking overweight, and you
and,
smoke and drink and stuff like
it's
that.
It's lowering. It's lowering.
Doesn't matter, dude. You know how much weight?
But
like,
I'm not eating bread.
Yeah, you got a fatty liver and you got a fatty heart, I bet.
Yeah,
for sure.
And your mom's got fatty pussy lips.
Yeah. Dude, Charlie Murphy had that fucking...
Dude, stories
I know.
On the fucking Chappelle show and shit.
And when they would make fun of Charlie Murphy, how he just smiles and stuff like that, how he tells us... That shit was so funny.
Like, tee-hee, Charlie, you look like a clown.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Charlie Murphy, good for him, man. I mean, dude, from where he went from, I mean, he was basically
he's
doing
had a
extra
fucking,
work
he's
for
had
Eddie.
An amazing life.
Dude, he was that.
Oh, yeah.
He was a tough guy in movies and stuff in the background for all those years. And then for him to even get on Chappelle's show, start telling those stories, and then he becomes a headlining comedian that has a career completely off that.
Yep.
I mean, dude lived a life, man. I think he was in the military when he was younger and stuff like that, too, man. And that sucks, man. Rest
well,
in peace,
speaking
Charlie.
Speaking of comedians dying, Don Rickles passed.
Last week.
Yeah, week
like
ago.
An hour after the podcast. We're killing comedians with
I think
podcast.
Charlie Murphy was a better stand-up than fucking Don Rickles by far.
Me
you know,
too.
Man, by what? Far.
Yeah. Wait.
I mean, more known
wait.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a shame. I mean, not really. He was 90 years old.
Yeah.
But he was still, I'm sure he still had like dates on the books. Like,
oh,
you
of
know,
course.
Like,
maybe.
He did.
Yeah. Doctor's appointments.
But I don't think like there was I hate this like generation. I hate everyone.
I don't hate
young
this generation. They're just
young. There was not a big enough to do about his death. I think.
Really?
Wow.
I don't think.
What do you want, Russ?
I mean, I guess I know older people.
No, but. I wanted all the bullshit that they have for fucking you know whatever the fuck.
Who
that they care about? Who cares? Like fucking.
It doesn't affect him as much.
Harris Whittles.
Who did? Lou Reed. Everyone jerking off about Lou Reed. Fuck out of here.
Lou Reed died.
Don Rickles way more important than him.
Yeah. Well, it just depends who, how he affects. I mean, I feel like the comedy community definitely showed respect about Don Rickles' his death and stuff like that, man.
Absolutely.
He was really good, right? His insults and stuff. My favorite Don Rickles, not word for word, I can't remember, but when he was doing crowd work, and he sees like an Asian guy in the fucking crowd, and he's like, you know, he's like naming what he is and stuff like that. And he goes, I was looking for your grandfather for 2 weeks in the jungle. 2 weeks, right?
And he kissed Sammy Davis Jr. And he'd be like, he'd go to the crowd. He'd be like, do I have any black on my face?
Yeah, my favorite one was talking to an Asian woman in the crowd. He's like, hey there, how you doing? Yeah. What's your name? Hot soup.
Yeah.
Hot soup.
He like went up
makes
to
me
some,
laugh every time.
He went up to some guy's wife, and he was like, sir, is that your wife?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. He goes, ooh.
Yeah.
And then like just like the famous story that like I think we've told everybody knows it where he fucking told, you know, Frank Sinatra to go fuck off after he asked him to come to his table and shit.
So
like,
good.
He's
like, Frank, I'm with my family.
Yeah, he's like, hey Frank, do me a favor, I'm with a girl to help me like make out if you come over and say something nice about that you know me. Comes over like 10 minutes later and like, not now, Frank, I'm busy.
Yeah.
And then he had his two bodyguards carry him out of the fucking restaurant.
Yeah. He said Sinatra died laughing off that because he knew what he did.
Oh, he's dying.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the best story I've ever heard in my life.
He's you know what? He's one of the last ones almost. I mean, there's like Jerry Lewis. There's not a lot of those dudes still around. You know, they're slowly going and stuff like that. Yeah.
Make room for me.
Oh, yeah. Make room for
you. Me and Eric and Pat.
Yeah. Comedy is going to be different, dude. You know, entertainment's much different now, dude. It's, I think a lot of these comedians, I don't know if they're going to have such a shelf life in a career like a lot of those dudes did. Mm-hmm. I really don't think so. I feel like, I don't know, man. I mean, there's so many comedians that have come and gone already since, you know, we've been paying attention to comedy in the last 20 years.
Yeah. True.
I mean, come and gone, dude.
Like, I mean, shit, you did it twice.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about comedians that sorry, Russ, I didn't have my mic. I like how you always rags on my comedy. Sorry, Russ, I didn't have my mom and dad to pay for my fucking electric bill for fucking 15 years.
No, here's the thing, you just don't pay it. And then they cut it off, and then you ask somebody for the money.
No, his movie, he'll have them put it in their name, so then when it gets like in trouble time, they just got to pay it so it doesn't jump on their fucking credit report.
Utility bills don't jump on the credit report.
Yeah, they do, no, dude. They don't. Yeah, if you try not to pay a water bill that's like $1,700.
I never have.
Yeah, I have before, dude.
Good.
I had a multifamily house, right, that I bought when I was like 22.
Yeah.
And
that's
how
Mexicans do it. They live with multiple families.
No. It was like an apartment downstairs, apartment upstairs, right? And you know, I'm paying a water bill, normal and stuff like that. And then one day the water guy comes to my house, right? He's doing the door-to-door thing.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, can I get in your basement to look at the meter that was in the basement? And I go, yeah. And he comes up my fucking basement steps and he goes, man, I think you're gonna get a big bill. I go, what do you mean? He goes, they've only been billing this place for a single family. And he said,
oh, shit.
He's like, dude, next thing you know, a month later, $1,700 fucking bill.
Ouch.
I go, you fucking cocksucker. How the fuck am I supposed to know that they're not I'm paying the bill. It was $100 a month. I'm like, $100 a month, $100 a month. I don't know. The fucking fat people upstairs are fucking, you know, not getting charged for their fucking water bill. Wow. Dumb cunt.
So why didn't the bill go to them?
Because in Ohio, in Akron, Ohio, where I was from, you can't put water bills in tenants' names. It has to be under the a lot of times where it's like, yeah, they pay like a gas bill, electric bill, but the water bill has to be on the homeowner.
Wow, good story. Why don't we get to topics? Because Eric's really boring the fucking shit out of me.
Oh, sorry, Russ. Let's talk about your weight and your fucking electric scale some more.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Sunbeam.
Yeah.
Well, you guys both know who Ric Flair is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, fucking wrestling.
Dude, nature boy.
He got kicked out of a bar in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Apparently.
I've been to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I have too.
Snickers.
Is there a Snickers
up?
There?
Snickers closed, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It closed up. Shit. Old comedy club. Wow.
I was going to say, I definitely know that place. But I guess he came in there and he got kicked out like within 10 minutes. He was like drunk and belligerent and was ejected for calling the waitress a fat ass.
Nice. I love Ric Flair.
Wow, I mean, you love him more now?
I like him even more now.
Now, yeah.
I like people being like that.
And how is there not a video of that?
I don't know.
You would think that there's got to be security video of that somewhere.
Or like, everyone's with a fucking cell phone. They don't fucking pull one out.
Yeah.
only when cops are around, these fucking people.
Dude, I've always liked Ric Flair, dude. Once I knew who Ric Flair was, dude, he had that fucking nice hair. He always had hot chicks. I always liked how Ric Flair would talk shit. Like, he would like say like what he's wearing, and he'd ride. God, he was so good.
Oh, pardon me. It was 5 minutes after entering. Wow.
Yeah.
And he got the deck at the Gas House, a bar in Fort Wayne.
I've been kicked out faster than that, and way better places.
Have you ever been kicked out of a bar, Eric?
I don't think so, man.
I definitely have.
So, yeah. I don't remember being. I've been loud at places where people are like, you could tell that they weren't into me and stuff like that, but I've cooled it out.
Like everybody's like looking at you with the fucking stink face.
Yeah, because I'm having a good time. You know what I'm saying? And they're not. You know.
Right. You call getting blacked out drunk. I call it having a great time.
Yeah. I don't. That's what you go to a bar.
Like this casual drinking always like blows my mind. Why would you have like one or two drinks and not get fucked up? It tastes like shit. Uh-huh. It doesn't taste good.
You know, I got a new theory on drinking. I think next time I go to a bar, if I really remember this, I think I'm just gonna have a couple shots and then that's it. Like that's it. Like
see, that's what fucking like sorority girls do so they don't pee all night. You're a fucking girl.
First of all, it saves me money. I get there quick.
Shots are expensive as fuck.
I don't gotta piss all night. Yeah, but I'd much rather throw back like two or three shots as within like a couple like an hour or two, and opposed to like you know no.
That is such a dirtbag Ohio way of.
Why is that a dirt? Are you kidding me, dude? Sorry,
that's what I used to do in college when I didn't have fucking money. I would have like a six pack, and I knew from like health
Russ
health class that if you it's not how much you drink, it's how fast you drink it.
Right.
So I would take like a six pack and I would just fucking sloosh, 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 just fucking drink as fast as I fucking could get it down and I would get drunk.
Russ used to have a trick that he used to do where he used to take like a pint glass.
Yeah.
And filled he would just beer, fill sure. beer. And I could down it like a shot. Like, I'm like, oh, God. And like I used to do it on stage, like fucking Brandt used to like have waitresses bring like beers up for me and stuff.
Oh.
And I'd be like, hey, you guys have been drinking all day. I gotta play catch up. And I just sleep. It down my throat,
yeah.
And then I would be like, "You guys want to see a magic trick?" And then I would make it disappear.
Yeah,
holy shit!
I can't do that anymore. I don't know what happened.
You shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, that wasn't good. One time I fucking did like a DOS boot challenge at a fucking bar I was working at.
I've done that. I don't know what that is.
Oh my God.
It's where you drink out of the glass that's shaped like a boot. You have to turn it while you drink it so it doesn't sploosh all over your face.
So like after I like drank that, I won. And then I was like, all right, and I waited a couple, minutes, and I was like, oh, God, I got to take a piss.
Is that you puking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. It was so much.
There's a lot of beer.
I'm so glad I haven't puked off alcohol in a couple years now because I don't drink. I don't really drink that anymore.
I only puke when I'm hungover now.
Really?
And I think that's when you know you're getting to be an adult.
Oh, is that when you know you're getting to be
like,
an adult?
Because you're like old enough and have a tolerance enough to like not throw up while you're drinking like a fucking girl.
Save it for the next day.
Yeah, but you fucking you're old, so your body you know breaks down on you.
Yeah,
and then you wake up feeling like shit.
You ever get the spins when you go to lay down where your body's
sure.
You ever get those?
Oh, those are
the worst. Those are the fucking worst, right?
And that's you're just what like, usually come gets on, me. I just want to sleep.
What is that? It's your equilibrium fucked up.
Yeah, you
got
to put one foot on the floor while you're sleeping.
Yep.
That's what they say.
Yep.
What else, Pat? What do you got?
Okay. Well,
excuse me. I'm sorry. This is my show. Pat, what else you got?
the grocery store is a horrifying place to be news. We've got a couple items.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Fresh Express salads. Salads you see everywhere.
Me and Meg get those.
Right. In a Walmart in Florida, somebody found a bat inside one.
Yeah.
A bat.
Does it have any sugar or grains?
It does not.
If it doesn't, I'll eat it.
Yeah. That's how much pussy society is now, dude. That before that, you had to go out into the forest, go out into the fields, pick that. You run into creatures already that's running in between them. Like this happens, man. I mean, this is the worst problem that we have trying to get food. That's fucking nothing.
Yeah, but bats have, rabies and shit.
Exactly.
Eric,
they carry disease.
Everything can get rabies, dude. It's not just bats.
It's
stupid. That's how like, pussy our society is now, where it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, Eric, I would be a little upset if there was a fucking bat.
Well, you should grow your own lettuce then, dude. Grow your own lettuce and don't shop here.
I live in a city. I don't have
right? Yeah, you don't have the land. Space for it.
Uh-huh, yeah. How do you think you could live in a city because of things like this? Dude, cities shouldn't even exist. They're not even realistic, dude. There's too many humans on top of each other. You got to go to like ways like this.
You got to go to bats and bags of salad.
Oh my God, the worst.
You defend the weirdest shit.
The worst world, right? We got the worst world right now. Oh my God.
Well, in another grocery store halfway across the globe in Komatipoort, South Africa. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong.
No, I would expect that shit to have been there.
A dude found a 12-foot African rock python in the yogurt section of the grocery store. Oh, went to go grab some yogurt, and he noticed something there, and a python had crawled into the store and then went towards the refrigerated section and then fell asleep. And like started hibernating because it was cold and shit.
Oh my God.
So it wasn't dangerous but they still had to bring somebody in to like pull it out. And there's pictures of it.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. I seen a snake the other day, dude, out in the wild. I took my dog, my wife, and I to the fucking.
Really? No, fuck that.
6-inch garter snake.
Yeah, he's probably only like 2 feet.
Yeah.
But he was on the fucking trail. It's cool though, man. To see a fucking snake move, you're just like, damn. that's wild being a snake, dude. That's fucking crazy. No, that's a creature. That's fucking crazy that's like a real fucking creature.
What purpose does a snake serve? I guess to get rid of like rodents and shit.
Oh, yeah. And bigger things.
Yeah, they get rid of all kinds of shit. There's a lot of creatures like that. Coyotes and stuff, but snakes, they all get rid of all that shit, dude.
Well, absolutely.
You know, they're fucking eating frogs. They're eating all kinds of shit out there, dude. Sure. Just living. They ain't worried about a bat getting in their fucking salad mix.
Oh.
You know?
Because they'll eat a bat.
Right.
God damn it, Eric.
Yo, I watched speaking of TV, I watched that show on IFC Brockmire with Hank Azaria.
Oh, okay. I saw ads for it.
The premise, he was on Howard Stern. He goes, the premise is what if announcers just talk like they do in all aspects of life.
Okay.
And that was a fucking joke I had for the longest time, Eric, right?
Yeah.
A joke you didn't write. I wrote it, right?
Wow.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, fuck, I wanted to hate it, but it was fucking funny.
That show was good.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you another show that wasn't that good, though, was Better Call Saul. Not very good.
I didn't watch it.
They automatically they're doing like piecing things in. Like they're showing what his brother's up to now that he's recording. They started off with that.
Okay.
They instantly, once they went to commercial, after you're like, oh, God, he's going to get Jimmy somehow with that recording, right? Not by the law-wise.
Right,
he's
going
to get him some other way. And then it instantly cuts to Mike, almost like a Breaking Bad type scene, where Mike's out in the desert with a fucking rifle and a gun in his hand, and he's looking around because his car he must have left. They put a stick on the seat and on the horn where it's just like beeping, like,
Sure.
And he has a post-it on his window or a paper that says, don't.
Okay.
And then he's just looking around, and then he jumps in that car. He takes off. Yeah, it was okay. It's real slow, man. I see what they're trying to do, but I just for season three, and they have really gotten nowhere. It's a money grab. I see what they're doing.
It's a different show. You're never going to get like the big action.
It's also the first episode of the fucking season.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
I don't trust you. I'm going to watch it anyway.
Do you know what, man? It's you're going to like it. I mean, it's not like it's – but honestly, that show is just – they're just dragging along people. You know, it can't compete with great shows like The Wire or Breaking Bad or Mad Men.
Sopranos.
Like those –
I'm surprised Sopranos never had a spinoff.
And
they were talking about doing movies and shit too.
They easily could have had a spinoff. They could have done New York or something like that. They could have just got strictly out of – they could have went to the boroughs or something like that. Yeah, they could have done. They could have done like the urban community or something like that. They could have totally. If they were smart and set it up, but they probably didn't want to ruin it.
No.
I've seen enough mob shit for a lifetime.
Not you know me. What? You know I what? The next thing that's going to be huge. I called it a long time ago. It's going to be
trans.
It's going to be like a Hispanic, like underground
cartels
and stuff,
like Narcos.
Yeah, but it's going to be a Sopranos version.
Did you hear about the fucking
though?
Spring Break people? They got like trapped and like there was two rival cartels and a gang. Like
wait, what?
And like. It was like right on a beach, like at spring break and like Cancun and shit.
Really?
I don't know if anybody died.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Spring break's on right now, right?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I did
go to spring break once.
Meg wants like me to go to like Mexico with her for like our honeymoon. We haven't gone on a honeymoon yet.
Oh yeah?
She wants to go to Mexico. I'm like, I don't want to fucking go to Mexico. Why don't we just go to Hawaii?
Hawaii would be great. Yeah.
No, don't go to Hawaii.
Or like Bermuda.
Like, well, why don't you just go to the islands, dude? You don't got to fly that far, dude. You go to the islands, you fucking drop some seeds in your old lady, and you fucking...
Bring back a fucking souvenir.
All right?
My cum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, God. Dude, you're gonna see how beautiful the water is on an island. It doesn't matter. You're on a fucking island. Those islands are beautiful. Listen, dude.
I've been to Maui, and that was fucking breathtaking.
Yeah, but it's super expensive and far, dude.
Yeah, Hawaii. Yeah,
I mean, it's just too fucking much, man.
So nice.
What else, Pat? Russ is boring me.
I know. We don't got it today.
I got it. What are you talking about? You don't have nothing.
You are
dude.
A fucking snooze.
You're a fucking snooze today, dude.
I think what did it for me. I was listening to Howard Stern. And I was listening to Adam Sandler get interviewed, and that was a fucking snooze fest.
Yeah. Wow, so Adam Sandler on Stern?
Yeah.
I heard Stern's losing it, dude.
No.
I heard he's really lost it, dude.
No, well, listen to the show.
I heard it's like watching fucking like E! News now or something like that.
Yeah.
No.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I do know
what I'm talking
about. I
listen every fucking day.
I don't know.
I hate him.
I
like him.
I heard Howard Stern jump the shark, dude.
Yeah?
I heard he's totally disconnected. He's like watching Larry King on his last days.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah. I heard it's kind of like watching Regis Philbin. You know?
I heard the improv closed after your show on Thursday.
yeah? I don't give a fuck, dude. Dude, you know what, though? I did get the best part of my little 10-minute set, dude. I've been talking about every once in a while I'll bring up Diamond Girl in my set.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll talk about how my wife's my little Diamond Girl.
What does that mean?
Pat knows what I'm talking about, right? Diamond Girl?
It's that song.
Diamond Girl!
Yeah.
She's you never heard Diamond Girl?
No.
You're so fucking white and from Jersey, dude.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, so dude, I was bringing up how like my wife and how I throw rocks at her at immigration march and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
But before that I was talking about how she's like my little Diamond Girl. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, out of 120 people, there's only like one dude that was giggling like a little 12-year-old. And that made my night. I was like, look, one dude. That's how pathetic jokes are, where like I want one dude to really laugh like that. And he knew what I was fucking talking
about.
Don't
worry, you'll have plenty of jokes where only one person laughs.
Oh, yeah?
Is this the one?
Just
oh, my God. Shout out to my fucking Christina Ortega, my little Diamond Girl. She's my little Diamond Girl. Yeah. My wife's my little Diamond Girl.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a hit, dude. This is Diamond Girl, dude. You don't know a Diamond Girl?
Yo, someone give me some cardboard so I can stop breakdancing.
Dude, you know me.
Sure.
Yeah, you know how many cars pulled up in Chicago playing this back in the day that was getting pussy? All day, dude. All the little girls used to love this shit, too, man. Dude, Diamond Girl.
All right, turn this fucking off. This is so stupid.
Diamond Girl.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Dude, oh that's God. Stevie B, right?
That's a lot of Jerry Curl.
Stevie B, dude.
Jesus Christ. What else?
I can't believe you don't know about Diamond Girl, man.
Let's see here. Taiwan, the country of Taiwan, has banned
Taiwan's
the eating of cats and dogs.
Wow.
Good for them.
Yes.
There you go.
Good for them.
Wow.
Is this that fucking Chinese like dog torture festival?
There's a big push to try to get them to quit doing that. But, I mean, how do you tell a whole country to knock it off?
You know, dude, they should be like doing that a long time ago, man.
I get that. I mean, it's ethnocentric of us to tell them not to eat that shit.
Yeah, what if
though,
they really like chickens and shit?
What if Indians were like, I can't, stop eating cows?
Right.
Then we fucking bomb them and bomb China.
No.
If you don't like what we eat, you can go fuck yourself. Don't fucking worry about our fucking whatever we're doing.
American. Well, dude, it's the same thing with like eating pigs, man. Pigs are real fucking smart, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, pigs are just as smart as a dog. You can train them and shit.
A long time ago. I like pigs.
I ate a lot of pigs in college.
Yeah, I bet you did.
You could say that I had a swine flu. That's like yellow fever.
Russ, I don't want to put your shit out there, but remember you had a girl that you used to mess with that you called Big Fat Something.
No, that's...
Yeah, you did.
Well, listen, I don't know who listens to what, so to spare some feelings, we'll leave it at that. But her nickname did start with Big Fat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then her name.
Well, good for Taiwan, man.
Not too creative.
They move forward. That's
well,
it.
Well, in our eyes, they have. I mean,
dude, you know. There ain't nothing wrong with cultures moving forward, including our culture and other cultures. You know, I mean, there's. Dude.
Yeah, that's the whole point. You know.
Well, for some people like living back in this fucking Stone Age, though, dude.
Yeah, we know.
I mean,
who.
You know. Oh yeah, who?
Stone Age, no pun intended.
What else, Pat? What you got?
John Cleese from Monty Python.
Uh-huh.
Dude is set to star in his first show. Since like the 70s, he hasn't been the star of a show since Fawlty Towers, and he signed
like
on
a TV show.
Yeah, he signed a BBC TV show.
His daughter's a comic. She's done stand up here in Chicago, and I think she's out of LA. Yeah,
any really,
good? Real tall, real beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
he's probably fucking models, dude.
Oh, I
some of these
sure,
guys get
I'm
to
sure.
fuck models and have kids with models.
She's a looker.
And then fucking some people got to fuck bus drivers and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And then my parents came together and struck the genetic lottery, making this. Thanks for the big tits and small penis, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for the genes for like my blow up potential. You know.
Yeah,
like where I could just gain so much. This is ridiculous. Normally people lose weight after puberty and shit.
Russ, I still think I could make it to 175 before you can make it to 375. Although you're at 392 and I'm at 397, that's 5 pounds. I think I can catch you.
No, you were at 2.
No, I wasn't at 2. It was like 2. It was like 197.
You were at 2. You had that fucking. You didn't drink that girly drink in you yet.
No, I drank that. Guess what? I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna fucking make a spinach drink. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fucking drink that, and I'm gonna eat some kind of chicken tonight. Just fucking regular old chicken and something
chicken,
else.
I had delicious chicken last night.
Oh yeah,
lovely pesto, a little fresh mozzarella, some fucking tomato. Delicious.
Yeah. How fresh was the mozzarella, dude?
It came in a bag from Jewel.
Oh yeah. This guy was a fucking cheese guy. That's probably.
Yeah,
fresh.
You didn't. Yeah, you want like it didn't come in a ball suspended in liquid.
It was sliced.
Yeah,
that already came sliced.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
No
okay.
way.
Okay.
Sorry, from frontiers.
Offends my cheese sensibilities.
Yeah. What else, Pat? I know there's other shit.
Yeah, yeah. Former Chicago comic T.J. Miller. He's next on the special line. He's got one coming out on HBO in June.
Yeah.
I never thought he was that strong stand-up, to be honest.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
You know,
he's a great comedic actor.
A lot of characters and shit.
Yeah.
But he is just making so much fucking money. I was watching some fucking cartoon. That I was over Meg's parents' house.
And, her the mom, dragon
her,
cartoon.
Her mom's like a babysitter, and he's like doing. And I know his voice. Like,
yeah.
He's doing a voiceover for the Mucinex fucking commercials.
Oh, Jesus,
he's fucking everywhere.
He's got the HBO
that.
Show.
He's got that new comedy show where he plays like on Comedy Central. He plays like a blob.
Yep.
Or it's like a variety show.
Yep. Yeah,
it's like Eric Andre, but the guy's like an alien or something.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
You got to contact that guy's agent.
No, he's way
get
more talented than Russ, dude. I mean, that's they wouldn't take him.
Okay.
Yeah, I seen TJ here, dude. I seen him for probably a couple years that he was still here.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen him right when he was starting to make the move. He was starting to to hop around.
Yeah,
and dude, he's a hard worker. He's much harder worker than Russ is. I mean,
oh listen, I between you know this podcast and fucking your mom.
Oh yeah,
what time do I have?
Yeah. Russ.
And we only do this podcast once a week, so you can imagine how much I'm fucking your mother.
Dude, I tell you what, dude, I couldn't get your mom's stink off me. I did take a bath with tomato juice.
Jesus Christ, like a skunk?
Like a skunk. Like a skunk, dude. I had to go walking out Aldi's with a fucking... Walking out of Aldi's because that's the cheapest you can get fucking tomato sauce at. With a fucking whole fucking cart full of cans.
God damn it.
So Eric's been sending me a lot of text messages.
Oh, shit.
I have?
You know, a lot of podcasts, a lot of racist podcasts and shit. That
racist podcasts? What are you talking about, dude? I did send you that Santana, Como Va,
yeah,
right?
He goes, oh, yeah, Como Va. He sends me a YouTube song. He's like, your mother and I got drunk on this.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it.
No, dude.
What? Come on, Eric. Bring the heat.
No, I sent him an Andrew Breitbart when he was an interview when he was on Adam Carolla, and they were just kind of chopping it up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, man. Andrew Breitbart, people hate him, but at least he was
not
an intelligent
much
American.
He's dead now, so.
Yeah, yeah. They killed him. They killed him off.
Good. He goes, your mother's pussy looks like a baby hippo mouth. And he sent me like a gif or a gif with a baby hippo's mouth.
It looked like it. It was like moving and stuff.
It looked like it.
Dude, did you see that gif I seen you the other day where it was like a fucking mama pup and she had all her mama dog and she had all her puppies on her?
Yeah.
She had like 8 puppies on her fucking tits.
Yeah, all over her tits.
And I wrote a message saying, this is what your mom looks like on me. You had to see it, man.
She doesn't. She's not a big fan of it, Eric.
You know what, dude?
To the podcast.
Yeah, guess what? Her sons. I used to never make fun of your mom. I was always respectful and stuff. But these two, like him and his brother,
ruthless
on me. Where I'd be like, I wouldn't say anything. Ha 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 ha. And then after 3 years about that, it was about 3 years where I was just like, all right, dude, you fucking woke up a lion, dude. You're so stupid.
You're not. But you don't even bring it that much,
dude. You know that's how I got into the comedy gang and got my sense of humor, dude. Was people. Used to make fun of me all through school. We used to just make fun. I grew up with black dudes.
Busting chops all the time.
All we do is play the dozen on each other. And I forgot about it for a long time. And now I've been hitting the heavy bag a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Russ.
Hey, listen, I got you for days, dog.
I got you for days, yeah. Dude.
Between that shitty beard.
Oh, yeah?
Your asshole glasses.
Uh-huh. I got to get new glasses,
that jerk-off hat.
Yeah?
Your fucking dad jeans.
Oh, yeah?
That fucking dirty-ass homeless thermal you wear.
We can't always wear fucking cargo shorts and fucking...
That's not... Where am I going to put the condoms? Black
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And his fucking stinky-ass shoes that he fucking... I know those shoes stink.
They do not. These are lugs.
Oh, God.
And I have socks on.
So still buying lugs, huh?
I love my lugs.
Lugs are always too heavy, dude.
But, dude, no. These shoes, they were like $30 on the internet, and they're fucking great. They're my favorite pair of shoes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, what'd you get? DSW or something?
Yeah.
Yeah? DSW? Sent your wife like a $20 gift card or something like that?
I love you, baby.
Let's get out of here, Russ. I got a fucking meter running.
Are we almost done?
We got 10.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, Eric, I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you, I've been watching people out there that don't watch The Americans, the show, you're fucking
sleeping.
See, I
was watching it, and then I stopped.
So fucking good, The Americans.
Yeah.
It is excellent. Dude, in Schitt's Creek, if you didn't watch that with Eugene Levy.
I heard that's good.
Oh, my God. Good. Eugene Levy, his son. Catherine O'Hara is so fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
She is so good. I forget what she does. Like, dude, I was just watching Home Alone last night, and she was Home Alone's mom.
Yeah.
She was
on SCTV, along with Eugene Levy.
On Curb Your Enthusiasm, she was Bam Bam or whatever
her name was. She was Bam Bam.
Do you remember Waiting for Guffman?
Yeah, of course. She was great in
Waiting for Guffman, where they're doing the auditions, and then, like, her and that Fred Willard do their thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the old guy. He's like, this is a scene from Raging Bull. He's like, are you trying to fuck my wife?
You fuck my wife.
You fucking my wife?
Yeah.
Didn't they do Midnight at the Oasis?
I don't know.
Midnight at the Oasis.
You know what? Actually, this just in. We actually have a special caller. Oh. Eric's mom is on the phone right now. Is this Miss Pinnell?
Hey, it's me calling from Ohio.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Miss Pinnell. How are you?
Hey, hi, everybody. It's Eric's mom.
Oh, I was just talking. Oh, yeah? I was just talking to your son. How you doing?
Good. Oh, Rob, it's been a while since I saw you. How you doing?
Oh, it hasn't been that long, Ms. Pinnell. You know.
You're such a dirty dog.
Oh, the last time I saw you, I got you moister than an oyster, as I remember.
Oh, my panties were so moist, I needed to put a sponge down there.
That's right.
I hope you're not embarrassed.
Well, okay, I bought you those Sham Wows for that.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Eric, I heard you mulched your house today. Well, I'm going to mulch Russ's ass.
Oh,
oh yeah?
Eric?
That's
nice. I did. I put black mulch in my house yesterday.
Oh, you know, Eric, they call me a MILF. You know that?
Oh, yeah?
What does that mean?
Yeah, mother, daddy, I like to fuck.
You're like a MILF, like a mother I wouldn't mind fucking that much. You know?
Oh, Russ.
Oh, you know, Russ always was funnier than Eric.
That's right.
Oh, yeah?
You always told me I was the son that you always wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Russ to fuck. Is a comic that I always wish I
watched. Oh, wow. Well, that's great. Thank you for calling.
Anyway, gotta go. There's another. I got a Craigslist ad. I got a guy coming over.
Oh. Hey, don't be cheating on me. I'll see you soon.
I'm on Tinder.
Oh, nice. Good. All right. Well, your son's on Grindr.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Well, anyway, I love you. I love you, baby.
Next time, give me more notice.
All right.
Okay.
I love you, baby. Hey, that was fun, huh?
Wow, that was real fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was going to call in.
How about that?
She texted me. She's going
to
call in.
I didn't know she listened to the show.
Yeah, wow, dude, speaking of The Sopranos, you know Russ's mom dated the guy that owned the real Bada Bing?
Bada Bing, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Route 18.
A titty bar. She dated a guy that owned a titty bar.
A businessman.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and then she fucking got wrapped up with my fucking dad. I could have been fucking inheriting of the Bada Bing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that wouldn't have lasted, Russ.
Now what do I got?
Hey, your dad was respectable. He was a copier he's a copy machine salesman, yeah, right?
Then he was a security guard at a power plant for many years. What are you laughing at?
What?
You drive people to work.
Oh, sorry. Hey, look, Russ.
You're like 2017's Ralph Cramden.
I own my own business, and I love how they say that. You own a fucking car. No, I got all my own business. Mm-hmm. I got my time is my time, and I got the freedom, dude. So, sorry about that. Sorry, I don't work for the man anymore. Sorry about that, Russ. Sorry.
Yeah, as he pays $202,000 to the IRS.
Russ, I probably made more than twice as much as you made last year, dude. I just did my taxes, and I know exactly what I made last year. And we'll guarantee you I made twice as much as you last year.
Not true.
Yeah, I bet I did, dude. I know what comedy pays, pay dick.
I bet I got more head.
Oh, yeah? You got more head? Get out of here, dude. You got married last year. I guarantee you didn't get more head last year. You get a lot of head last year, Pat? No kidding.
Yes.
Even being in a relationship that long, they're still throwing your head and stuff like that.
Yes.
Listen, I'm from the school of Biggie Smalls. If she don't suck, we don't fuck.
Oh, yeah? If she don't suck, you don't fuck,
That's
huh?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Really?
I'd rather beat my dick.
Oh, yeah. You'd rather beat your dick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I want that mouth on my fucking dick.
Oh, yeah.
What that mouth do?
Yeah.
What do that mouth do?
Russ, you're coming up on a year marriage, right? I mean,
6 months.
You've been 6 months in?
Actually, this is so crazy. Yesterday was the 6th year anniversary of our first date.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. I was there, right?
Congratulations.
6 years.
I was at your first date, right?
No. It was like our first official date.
Oh, what was your first official date?
It was when I picked her. We met. We went out to breakfast to Yolk. It's always a good bet going for breakfast or a lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dinner thing's too much pressure, I think.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the date, then you have the rest of the day.
Right.
So we did the morning thing, went to Yolk, and then we took a cab to the zoo because that's free.
And a cab to the zoo is free?
No.
The zoo itself.
Is free.
Oh, okay.
And then we walked around, and we had a good time with the animals, and then we day drank the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And went into the night, and we had a great day, and I guess, you know.
Did you fuck her on the first day?
No.
Oh, wow, really?
No.
Second one, huh?
I mean.
I remember the first night that I think they met. It was the two awkward fucking people. I went to the Bulls game. I got really drunk and farted in an Asian guy's cab and stuff like that.
Okay.
I was living with Russ then.
Then he screamed like the United passenger getting yoked out of the plane.
Dude, I got really drunk. I got really drunk that night, dude. I was drunk at the fucking. We were smoking weed right outside the United Center.
Yeah, right by
the main doors. Like when you walk out and come into there.
Not even like a joint where like, oh, that could be a cigarette.
Like a bowl.
Pipe. Yeah, it was like a pipe.
Dude, people are like around us and shit like that. We're out there smoking.
Like the Michael Jordan statue.
Yeah. No. It wasn't far from the Michael Jordan statue. It was probably a couple hundred yards, but
but like that, you know, blows the game my sucked. Mind. You know, it's always like cool when you get there, but then like you're like the second, third quarter, you're like, this fucking blows.
Yeah.
I think basketball is boring.
Yeah. Sometimes sporting events are going, yeah.
Like the last 2 minutes probably is good.
I just scored tickets to the preseason game for Browns Bears game.
Browns play the Giants in Cleveland on Monday night, second week of the season.
Week of the season?
Yeah, should we go?
Might go. I told you we could have went last year for like $30 tickets, dude, but you didn't want to go.
Well, I'll just go, but I won't wear my Odell Beckham jersey.
Why?
Because I don't want no fun.
I'm wearing my fucking jersey. Yeah, I wore my jersey last year.
It's in Cleveland. I don't want to sit there and fucking have people like throw a beer on me or something because I'm wearing. I don't want that.
I wore my Browns jersey at last preseason game, dude.
Because everyone feels bad for you because you have that on. Everyone feels, you know what, leave him alone. He's been through enough.
Dude, no, man. Don't fuck with me when I'm at a game and I don't fuck with you at a game. That's just,
it doesn't happen
adults
like that,
now.
Eric. It doesn't happen like that. Drunks
well, guess what?
I'll just be walking a drunk and be like, yeah, fuck the Giants. Boom, pour me out. I'm not having that.
Guess what,
so
dude?
Just to fucking to totally erase all that. Yeah. Just fucking not wear anything.
Yeah?
Just no shirt, no nothing.
No shirt.
Cock out. No. And then they'll just be intimidated.
No, I'll fucking wear my jersey wherever, dude. I remember years ago I was at Cleveland Stadium, dude, and some fucking Oakland Raiders fan. They were playing Oakland Raiders, and some Oakland Raiders fan started some shit with me, dude. My fucking Uncle Tommy cooled him out like that. My fucking Uncle Tommy, I swear to God, my Uncle Tommy was like, you better fucking like recognize where the fuck you're at, buddy.
Yeah.
And he looked at my uncle, and my uncle was like, you know, and then he was around by fucking Browns fans, because he was singling me out because I'm skinny as fuck.
Right,
I got a Browns jersey on, I'm cheering for my team. Yeah, I mean,
you scream bitch.
That's why, you know what, that's why I'm happy that the Oakland Raiders are moving again. How many times that team moved? They moved to L.A., they moved back up to Oakland, now they're moving to fucking Las Vegas.
The Oakland Raiders have moved more than me in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it.
I got to get out of here, man.
Eric, where can we find the internet, buddy?
Dude, you can catch me on 90210 for show on YouTube, dude. That's my podcast.
Great show. Check it out.
Instagram, Eric Pinnell, 1975. And, I don't give a fuck if anybody follows me on the internet. I'm living my life, you know? I really don't care.
Pat, where can we find the internet, please?
Let's see. You can write the show at thisisforthebirdspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to listen to any of the music I've ever done, SoundCloud page, Pat_Kelly, or my YouTube page, Chicago Rat Bastard.
All right, a couple of shows coming up. Tonight I'm at the Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, Thursday, at Bar DeVille, Comedy Central comedians or comics to watch audition. Oh. Showcase, whatever. 9 p.m. Bar DeVille, free
tonight?
Show.
What is that? What is that? Comics to watch.
It's Comedy Central. Like, I guess Comedy Central will be there, and then it's like a Comics to Watch like fest in San Francisco, and it's like 2 days in June or something like that.
That place is right by your house, too, isn't it?
I can walk there. Yeah. So free show coming out on Thursday, and then Saturday I'm at the Ottawa Casino in Petoskey, Michigan.
Oh wow. Shit!
So check that out and see the last show before I kill myself.
Oh yeah, you don't mean that.
Comedian Russ W on Twitter. This is for the Birds Podcast on Instagram. Russ Williamson on Snapchat and fucking Facebook. We love you guys. Tell your friends. Rate. Subscribe. Enjoy. Bye. I like the one where he's like, you can find me in St. Louis, where they're going to play rain all day. Nah, some got jobs and some sell yay. Others just smoke and fuck all day.
I never heard that song before.
You never heard that?
Uh-uh.
Good to go.
We're good?